We are on Daf Lamed Amed Beis. Let us again start the Tosfos. Echlet b'miyat simonim mahu. Mora Rapopa klar da shayla. The person made chalode b'miyat simonim. Perish bekuntres b'miyat basa. That means he shechted the roiv of the simon. And then in the meat basre, he made chalode. The shaila is, do I say that since rubai kekuloi is good, so the shrit is finished? Or perhaps rubai kekuloi is only good if he wasn't goymer. But if he was goymer in a knife, and that's not good, so that's mekalkul. Avo b'miyat kame pshitalon dahavi nevela. That is one nekuda that Rashi says that chalode b'miyat basre, there's a shayla of Rapope. Vagrome nami posak, Rashi also compares, just like by chalode, Rapope klar da sofik, if he was mekalkul in the miyat basre, if it's mekalkul the whole maise shrite. Vagrome nami posak, Rashi also paskin da filo shochat, Shnei shlish, afilu, two-thirds of the simon he shechted properly. Vehigrim shlish, and then later he went out of the mokim ashrita shlish. Davdinin lechumre midekoi hoche beteiko. If the Gemara says that the sofik of Rapope is a teiko, so we see the yisoid of the sofik is that even though there's a concept of rubei kekuloi, that is dafke when he's not goymer, then I say it's sufficient. But when he's goymer, so then if he was goymer ba'oif and hamekulko, then it's mekalko the shrit. Rabbeinu Yitzchak beramei roymer the bagrome paskine beperkame krabiyosi by Yehuda. He says you can't say that there's a sofik by hagrome, because we paskin with Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda that it says in the Mishnah that if he was shoychet roiv of the simen, even though by the seif of the simen he was higrim, it's kosher. And in Rabbi Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, v'ike demachshen amil rabbonon later on the few tests after the Mishnah, others want to say afilu the rabbonon are also maskim. If it was shochat shnei shlish v'higrim b'shlish ha'achrim. Ay, l'chayre, Rashi is l'chayre right. That means the yisoid of the suffix of Rapope is that by ending the shchita b'oifen ha'mekulkul's mekalkul the whole ma'ase shchita. So the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Meir said v'lo idomi l'hoche. The hosom shaloi b'mokim shchito. There it's speaking about after he made two-thirds of the simen, he shechted two-thirds of the simen, then he went out of the mokim shchite. So, v'have ke'ilu shoychet beraglo acha shchites ha-simen. So just like he cuts another piece of meat, that means he's finished, he's not goymer the ma'ase shchite. Hagromes pshati, this is a chitur shaloi b'mokim ha-shchite. He's going out of the mokim shchite. That zikha will not be mekalko the previous ma'aseh shchite. Rapope is a shayla. If it was, he made chalode on the safe third, that's in the simen. That means he cut two thirds properly, and then he was machled, and he cut the third ba'ifen of chalode. So that is taki apostle. V'chein nami, the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Meir also says, im la'achar shchites haroiv, okar, he was oiker hamiyut, that means he shechted the roiv, and then he was oiker, ishchitos ekshere, kivin davi shaloi kederach shchite. That means if the gemar is not bederach shchita, so it's not called he was goyma boifen amikulkul, he did something else. So then I say, and the maise shchita, rubai kekulai. But by Chalada, it could be that, could be Rashi is right. By Chalada, there's a mokim li stapek, but that what Rashi was koilu, that by Hagrome, there'll also be the same suffix, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meir is koilu. Rabbi Netam hiksha the perish akuntres, the sanye beteisefte, shochat roiv agargeres boiv, person shechted roiv agargeres, afilu him gomroi lizman merube, shchitosai ksheir. That is no psul if he made a shihiye by the miyat pasre. And Rashi said by shihiye, there's also a problem. Even though you made a proper shchit, if you gave me the shchit after shihiye, Rashi says it's possible. Enough in the Tosefta. Omeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, the Hoche boys, we can have two mahalchim in the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hoche boy b'miyut kam. The Lashon of a Pope, boy rab Pope hechlid b'miyut simonim mal. He made a chalode b'miyut simonim mal. So Rashi says, Miyut Simonim means after he shecht the drive of the Simonim, he made Chalode b'Miyut Simonim. Rabbi Netam says, no, Dochi boy b'Miyut Kame, he made Chalode b'Miyut Kame, U boy l'Rav Yehuda, the Machsher Tachar Soir. Rav Yehuda is Machsher Tachar Soir, the Dilme, im Tochav Hasakin, b'miyut ha-simin, if he was toichev the sakin b'miyut ha-simin, b'shochat b'roiv shelamata k'darkoi avi cholot tvei, so maybe this is chalude, and afilu Rav Yehuda will also be moide. Afilu lamei b'rav, da'omri tachas ha-er, eini yedei haine b'shem d'shchite lo yishayche b'er, Pavi Chalode Lefishu Sholem. Avo Simonim Dishaychi Bushchite. Bafilo Hochin Tzach Lishchit Allah Haroiv. Hamid Shala Sakim Ave Kilo Nechtach. Vai Havi Chalode. To understand what the Rabbeinu Tam is talking about, let us just assume for 1 minute we have a plaster cup over here and a knife that's stuck into the cup. Now, this is the Veshit. This is the Veshit. We're talking about the Veshit. We'll see so. So that means this is a miut of the simin. Now he stuck in a desakin. He stuck it into the miut of the simin. And then he started being shaykhet, he went, now, what did he do? So, lemaise is like this. This shchite is underneath the miyat of the simen. It's underneath the miyat of the simen. I guess a proper shchite would be like this, to cut over the simen. He stuck in the sakin underneath a miyut of the simen, and he was shaykhet roiv of the simen. But he was shaykhet roiv of the simen, roiv of the chalada. I mean, the sakin is covered by the miyut ha-simen milamayla. Fine. Now, the Rabbi Netam explains, rapoper ha-shayla. What are the tzdodei ha-shayla? So one side Rav Papa had, but afilu we heard that Rav held that if a person made chalada tachas ha'er, that's not called chalada. Rav held it's not called chalada at all. Chalada is davke tachas ha'simonim, but not tachas ha'er. But here it's tachas ha'simon. That means he started cutting. So roiv of the roiv that he cuts is ba'if and chalada. The whole roiv is underneath the simen. A normal case of a chalada would be if we'd go this way. We'd go this way, that means the simen is like this. He goes from the bottom, and he would go this way, mimata lamailo. So here, since he started from the miyut, he left over the miyut gam and he started. So lechayre, there's a svara to say this is chalode. This is because this is niskase from the simonim, not from the oil. That's the psul chalode. So there's a svara afilu according to Rab, it should not be good. Then there's another svara afilu the veira of Rav Huna that said by oil he didn't know. There's a svara to say maybe this will be good. Now why should this be good? Oyer he doesn't know, so why should this be? This is tachas asim. So let us say, Oysevenik, and then we'll see in the Venik. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, Ashreklach, Ashreklach, Ashveresvora. So the man said like this. The Rabbeinu Tam said like this, that by Oyer is not Oymed Lehishochet. I mean, you don't shech the Oyer, the Hilchish Shchit is on the Simonim. So Memele, so good, they have to be nishchat. Doyer doesn't have to be nishchat. There's no din shchit on doyer. So memeila, if a person was toichev the sakin tachas oyer, that's called chalode. It's covered. It's covered by doyer. The simonim have to be nishchat. Now when I shecht roiv of the simon, la haloche, it's kosher because I say ruboy kikuloy. So it's like the whole simon was geshocht. Like the whole simon was geshocht, because it's a dover that has to be geshocht. Now, the loch of Rubei Kekuloi, I'm a chashim kilu, the whole simon was geshocht. So memele, so every miyut simon that is not geshocht then is, in lomdus it's geshocht. Al tadin of Rubei Kekuloi. So memele, so the Rabbi Netam said, so there was a shayla, fill according to Rav Huna, if he shechted now roiv of the simen he shechted, so the problem is it's chalode because it's under the meat of the simen. But since roiv of the simen is geshechten, so there's a din of rubai kekuloi that I say keilu the whole simen is geshechten. So in lomdus the top part we'll talk about what's fair. So in lomdus, the top part which is covering the sakin is also nechta. No, it's nechta, so it's not chalod anymore. It's not chalod anymore. So the Teferes Yaakov asks on the Rabbeinu Tam Shem Shemayim. This would be very good if you're talking about, let's say, shechted first roi. And then you want to clear a shayla if the meat is called nechtach or not nechtach. So there's in rubai kekulai, but here in the hapachu, the whole roiv was geshocht and bepsul. Because the b'shas he shechted the roiv, the whole thing was covered with the top of the simen. So now after he shechted the roiv, so say retroactively that it was a kosher shchite because it's keilu the miyut ha-simen was nechtach. Shem u'shamayim. This kasha, the Tveres Yaakov, I saw the Megi and the Tosfos Rosh as the kasha. This is difficult to understand. Fine. Okay, this is one of the difficulties to understand, but let's see in the Vedic now, the Rabbeinu Tam. Now we'll see, Al Kaponim will understand the words of the Rabbeinu Tam. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Hoche Boy, B'miyut Kam, the Shaila is Hechlet B'miyut Simonimai. So there was a Chalada through the Miyut Kam made that it should have a shame Chalada. Boil Rav Yehuda the Machshir Tachas Oyer. Apilu Koyin Zim the Machshir Tachas Oyer. The Dilme Im Tochav Hasakin B'miyot HaSimen. He stuck in the Sakin B'miyot HaSimen. V'shochat B'roiv Shalamata Kedarkin. He shechted Roiv of the Simen Kedarkoi. Have a Cholot Vey. This is a bigger chalot. This is underneath the simen. That's chalot that a person shechts from underneath the simen. So here he's shechting from underneath the simen. So it could be this is worse than oil. So it could be a full according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be possible. Ba'fil lo l'omri be'rav, da'omri tachas o'ir eini yedei, then is a svara fakel. that was misugnu by tachasoyer. Hayne mishum deshchita lo yishay chaboyer v'avachalot ot yisholem. That means lemaise the shchita was under the oyer and the oyer is a davar sholem. Avol simin deshay chibu shchita. A simin that there's a concept of shchita and a simin. V'velochi ein tzorch lishchit er el haroy. You only have to shecht roy. Hamiyut sha'al ha'sakin avetilu nechtach. It's just like the miyut sha'ala sachtam was cut, because it's only a miyut of the simen. So since roiv of the simen was geshochten, say rechen kilu, the miyut was geshochten. So on lamdis, it's open, it's cut, and memelis is no chaloda. That is the first mahalach of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Kivega asks on the Rabbeinu Tam another problem. The minute he sticks the sacking, we'll see, Rabbi Kivega wanted to say that L'chaire could be, this is talking about the Kone. That's what he wanted to say, it's speaking about the Kone. And the Shail is, if he shechted the Kone b'chaloda, that's what he would have said. Lamaise, the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha says it's speaking about the Veshe. Speaking about the Veshe. So, Faith Rabbi Kevega, by the Veshe, as soon as he's stuck in, before he does anything. So, a Nekev in the Veshe makes a treif already. So, he's talking about Chalot. It's treif before you started anything. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. It's speaking about Rabbi Kevega. The Rabbeinu Tam is speaking about the Veshe. Right. That's one kasha. So he found the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Hayosha. Rabbeinu Tam asks this kasha. Rabbeinu Tam says, "This is derech shchita." I mean, every time when you shech the Veshe, you also have a nekev. But derech shchita doesn't make it right. This is derech shchita. Fragt Rabbi Kevega, doesn't say why this is called derech shchita, this is derech triva. Derech shchita means I'm shechting, so maybe when I start shechting, I'm making holes in the vase. Derech shchita is, but here the triva, before I shechta, this is, that's a horror that Rabbi Kevega has under Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Chana wants to say something very interesting. Fine. Well, he also has the kasha. He says, let it be a treife. But so it's a treife. She's not allowed to eat it. But the shaila is it nevela? Is it a good shchita or not to be metayim mitumas nevela? You shech the treife, you make a proper shchita, so memela, so it's metayim from nevela. That's the shaila. The shaila, there's a lumdus, the Rabbeinu, the lumdus we don't understand. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that since over when he was teichim the sakin and underneath a meat of the simonim, so memele, so since that meat is a din of kinechtach, in lomdus it's kinechtach, so memele, so it doesn't have a din of chalada, it's called, it's cut, you don't see it, that's your problem. But lemaisa, now look, there's a din of nechtach, so if it's nechtach, so lemaisa, so it's a good shchita to be mitarm in a vela. You're right, it's a treifa, that's less mandapole. But a nafkamina will be, if it's muta, if it's toir or not, that is the nafkamina. Enough. Now the Rabbeinu Tam says a second shot. Miboile, the shaila was, kshetochav, hasakin, taches, miyut kamo. He stuck in the sakin, taches, miyut kamo. And, this is underneath the miyut kamo. Fine. And then he went, uposkoi, milamata, lamailo. Nitake cut off the miyut kamo. He cut off the miyut kamo. This is take chadadri. He went up. Yeah, milamata, lamailo. He cut off the miyut kamo. Fine. Bechalod, but it's only the meat kame. And then later, Bachakach shochat haroi, and then later he shechted roi, so memele, the miut of the simen was cut on yedei chalode. Now he has roiv of the simen left, and this he made a proper shchita. But the shchita started with chalode. That's the shaila. That's a shaila already. That means Rashi's shaila that he made roiv already in his good, and now there's a shaila should pass all that. Rabbi Natan didn't want to buy. I mean, what's the shaila? It's no shaila. So forget, he started off the shchita bepsul. He started off the shchita by cutting the miut kama with through chalode. That was the tchilas hashchita. And then later, now after it's cut already, now he goes further. But since the tchilas hashchita was bepsul, could be that passes no shchita, maybe not. Fine. Now, V'chein shor b'miyot simonim delekamon. There's later a Gemara, the Gemara class of Shaila, shor b'miyot simonim. So Rashi learns pshat, what's the Shaila shor b'miyot simonim? Rashi vaitel l'shitosai. He shechted roiv of the simonim, and then later, he was shoye, before he was going with the simonim. Now, there's also kanshaila, so what's the Shaila? So, he shechted roiv of the simonim. So again, vayis tachoyis, but if you were going with the simen, the gemara has to be behechshe. That's how Rashi learned, but the Rabbi Natan didn't want to learn like that, that there's such a problem. And number two, he is a tesefta. The tesefta was the kashem Rashi. Shochat roiv ha-galgeres ba'oi, afilo im gomrei lizman merube, shchitos ekshere. It was gomrei bizman merube, shchitos ekshere. So it says clearly that if you shech the drive of the gargeres, there's no problem of shiye. Yeah, so what's the shayah of the Gemara further? V'chein sho b'miyot simonim delekamo, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam b'miyut kama. He was shoye b'miyut kama. Now, what is the shaila? So the Taisus Harosh Baruch Hashem says the shaila is as follows: Umiboilei the Gemara klar the shaila, the af al gav the mitrefe. Benekivis habeshet. That's clear. A person, we're speaking about the cases like this. A person went and cut the miyat kamet in the veshet. He cut the miyat kamet in the veshet, the shechting. Fine. And now, if it'll stop here, it'll become a treifa, because fine. Then he was shoye. And then he went further. So the shaila is there a psul shehiya in this case? And what will see so? Ami boile, the afal gav the mitrefe benekivis habeshit, dilme loy poslo shehiya ela bemidi de misnabla be, kegoin she shochat haroiv ben simen lesim. So the Gemara declares maybe the whole psul shiye was only said if he shechted roiv of the simen. Now if he would stop here, the behemah would die, not be a treife. A treife means the behemah is going to live already for yud beis chodesh a treife, less than yud beis chodesh. Al kaponim a treife can live. Could be the psul shiye is, we'll say soon the lamedes, is dafke if he cut roiv of the simen, one simen, we're talking about a behemah, and now he has to shech the second simen, and he was shoye ben simen le simen, then there's a psul shiye. But if he only cut a miyat of the simen, could be there's no psul shiye. Now, what are the tzodi ashailas? I saw an emes liyakev, Rabbi Yankev. So Rabbi Yankev is like, Niskabla ha'aloche, the Shia mafsekes. This is a haloche, forget we learn now, the haloche l'maish misina, Shia is mafsek. So hainu heiche davke, שבאים יפסיק מלשחית, could be this halacha, that she is mafsik, was only said, if he would stop here, the behemoth would have died. Tia meisikba, oz amrina mikivi. So now, he, let's say, he shechted roiv of one simen. If he would stop here, it's going to die. Roiv of a simen, it's going to become an avela. Mikivin shuhu bo lahamisa b'shchitazu, but he doesn't want to kill it. Stamaza, he wants to kill the behemoth through shchita, not by cutting one simen. Ozam rinin, the mikivin shuhosa bo kvar maisa hamemis kvar, he did it, but he cut roiva one simen, nigma hamaisa, so you killed it already without shchita. He just shechted one simen. So, yesh b'psu shia. Then the Torah says, don't stand over here. Go further. In the Lamaisa, you did a pula now by cutting roiv of one simen. If you're going to stop here, it's going to be an avela. So, Lamaisa, what you did till now, you killed the behemoth. But there's an oath now to kill it by yidei shechita. So there is a loche. So you want to say you killed it through shchita, you should not be mavsik between roiv of this simen and roiv of the next simen. That means there is a psul of shia. So the whole psul of shia was only said that if lemaisi you did a pu'ula of killing the behemah, you started off by killing the behemah, so then the din is, so it doesn't get a teira shchita unless you are mechaber the next chitach to this chitach, but you shecht roiv of one simen and then you stop. So if you kill the baim with that, this is not called chita. Chita is two simonim. So Lamai says, you killed the baim already. The only way we consider it a misa al yedei chita, if it's called one big emshech, you're cutting both simonim without a shia bin time. So, according to this mahalach, the whole psul of shia is only if you cut roiv of the simen. If you cut a miyut of the simen, so, it's treifa. That's right, it's treifa. Treifa means that it won't live. But could be there's no tzorech, it won't live for 12 months, fine, but it's not an avela. So it could be there's no psul shia. So good, I shechted it a little bit, I'm waiting, then I'm going with the shchita. And it won't even be treifa either. I said the whole psul shia means that you have to be mechabel the second chitoch with the first chitoch. It has to be a chibel and a zman of that there shouldn't be a shia bintayim. So this all halacha was when you're in hot water. That means I shechted roiv of the simen. So now it's dead already. So there the Torah said, so in order to consider that it died al yedei shchita, there has to be a chibul and a hemshech with your, that would you continue cutting. There shouldn't be a hefsek of shia bin time. Then the Torah was makbid that there should be one long maise. And there's a shir, if you're the shoya, whatever the shir shia is, so it's called two maise, so you killed the baim already. We consider this a new maise, and it's dead already. So then after the baim is dead, you can't shecht it anymore. But if it's without a shia, it's called one big pool of shit, and that's matter. But if you only cut a meat of the simen, so it's not dead. I didn't do a mice, it's not dead yet. If I would stop here, so then it'll be a tre. I'm not stopping here. I'm going to shech. I'll wait 3 minutes and then I'll continue. So there could be, there's no such halacha that you need, that it has to be simultaneous in order to make it a mice shchita. If I continue, so it's good. Either was a hefsek bintayim. That's leimala v'leimayim. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Shia b'miyot kama. I did not make it an availer yet, so it could be there's no necessity to be goyimer right away. There's no psul in shia. If I made it an availer ready, if I stop here, then there's a psul in shia. Or maybe not. Maybe that's the shaila of the gemara. Fine. That's the shaila of the gemara. But let's just talk a little less neveini. So it'll come out that the whole concept of shia is only applicable by a behemoth, not by a knife. By a knife that has one simen, so if you say that the whole psul of shia is after roiv of the simen, I made it an avela, so by a knife, till roiv, it's garnish mit garnish. He didn't do anything. There's no psul shia, according to that side. The whole psul shia will only be by a behemoth. I cut roiv of one simen, and then lemais I will show you. That's the psul shia. By behemoth, not by that. So let's just see Taisus in a minute. V'chein shor b'miyut simonim d'lekama, meforish rabbeinu tam, b'miyut kama, then there's a shayla, if shia will, yeah. V'hashta osi shapel, so akaponim, what did the rabbeinu tam mechadish, what was the rabbeinu tam mechadish? The rabbeinu tam was mechadish, that Rashi's problem that if you made, let's say, by a knife, if you shechted the roiv of the simen, there should be a psul shia. Rashi also is a psul shia, so he made roiv of the simen. And Rashi had a problem for the Gemara before says, according to Rav, if mechze ke roiv, so if he made mechze, he made roiv already, so it's good, even though he was shia. So Rashi says, it's a suffix. Rashi is only the chibalme. So this problem of Rashi, because Rashi held his asafik in the Gemara, afilu yishechted roiv that was necessary, there's still a psul shia. So he says, yeah, v'hashta shishape, ho dekom aleli mechza mechza keroi, ho ovid lei rube. The mir pasre, pshita lei dekosha. V'hashta lepei ushay. So now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Intim tzaloima de kosher af b'miyut kama. If we will say there's no psul shia after the miyut kama, the whole psul shia is after, if he stopped after roiv of the simen, lo posla shia ba'oif minatayre. So then there's no psul shia by an oif. Kivin der shere b'simen echa. Right? As they come to us later, Rabbeinu Tam. Gewalt. The Gemara says later, what's the shir shiye? So the Gemara says, the shiye havi, kidei beheime le beheime, va'oif la'oif. That's the shir shiye is, the time it takes to shecht another beheime. So that's a shiye for a beheime. The time it takes to shecht another oif, that's a shiye for an oif. So now, Shem Shemaim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no, I mean, the Gemara is a Sofik, if there's, here it says clearly there's a Psul Shia by a knife also. Aina midarabona. So Taisus, that's midarabona. He says, this lumdis, that the Raisa Diki Psul Shia is only if he did a Pahula that killed it. But if he only made a treife, if he would stop here, there's no psul shia minata. That's true. That's 100% true. But the Rabbanon said there's a psul shia. If he would have stopped here, it would have been treife. This means the Rabbanon is such a psul. Fine. Ubekone lo ishaiche shia boif afilu mi the Rabbanon. And by the kone, pas pachalnit kaidin shia. The shob emiyat kama kshere. I mean, it was shob emiyat kama by a knife. So it's tamas a garnish. It's midi dava motza chatzi kone pogo. Right. Umashe kosa b'teisefte shochat chatzi gargeres visho kidei shchito v'gomro shchitosoi psula. So what's the kasha? There's a tesefta. Now we have a problem. That the Rebbe will see. Rabbeinu Tam shlugged up Rashi from a tesefta. So now we have to ask, there was a shayla in the Gemara, if there's a shia b'miyut kame, if it passes or not, there's enough not to say if it's possible. And I feel by the gageres, shochat chatzi gageres, the same is a problem. This is just about the gageres, but there's no psul shia. Because kedei shchit v'gam shetos psul to, seifo, v'rasinik shayla. Talel ma'isel gabi mechza, mechza koi. Umiyu gam leperish rabbeinu tam koshe, mitesefte. Now, if we're going to teseftes, we have here another tesefte. The sanye, shochat miyut veishit, visho kedei shchite psula. Alme yeshia bemiyut. So here the let's see the sheet. Mekibetz alma yeshia b'miyut kame. The yeshia b'miyut kame. Well, the kamon koi b'teiko. So now Tosfos says Tosfos found a tesefta, and tesefta it says that Shaw he cut a miyut of the veishit. No, was Shaw it's psula. No. The Gemara later has a suffix, if there's a psul, show after me it come, is an after the, of the tesefta that it's possible. Fine. So the Gedolei Achronim ask, my Rashi. The Rabbi Natan said that mit Rabbonon, he had a problem. It says by an oif, there's also psul, shia. He says, look, mit Rabbonon, there's a psul shia after the miyut kame. Min ha-Torah, there's no psul shia. So, Mimela, so here you found that the Tesefta, that the Tesefta says, that, here it says that, shah miyut veshit v'shah kedei shchita psula. So, maybe it's the Rabbonon. What's the problem? Maybe it's only possible. Mit the Rabbi Tam himself said, mit Rabbonon, it's possible. So the Teferis Liyakiv says, so the Marshal says, Afanot, there means it's possible in a Torah. That's what the Marshal says. So the Shaila is, the Marshal asks on the Marshal, who told you it's in a Torah? It's in a Rabbana. So the Teferis Yaakov says, if we look in the Loshon of the Tesefta, the Loshon of the Tesefta is as follows. Shochat, this is Perik Sheni, the second Tesefta, the end of the second, the end of Perik Sheni, the second Tesefta base. Shochat meyutei shel veishit, v'sho kedei shchite, v'achar kach sho eshneim, and then he was shochat eshneim, oy shenike aveshet vache kach sho shneim treifo oshritos metaros. So the Sefta says clear, the Sefta says two cases. Sure that it, the Sefta by me, it's about page 20, the Sefta and Chulun. It's after the Rif, after the Mot, after everything. Perik Sheni, Ois Beis, right before the Gimel. There's a Gimel Rab Shimon Oimer. Perik Sheni. Oh, no, that you have Kabonis. Okay, it's not that. Yeah. And the Sefta Chulin Perik Sheni. Before the Gimel, Shochat miyutai shel veishit, v'sho kedei shchita, v'achakach shochat ha-shneim, oi shenikev ha-veishit, v'achakach shochat ha-shneim, treifo. So the Tesefta puts two cases here. One case, he was shaykhet a miyut of the veishet, or it was nikif aveishet. Now nikif aveishet is treif min atayre, and the same treif says by shochat as miyut aveishet. So it also means treif min atayre. That's what the Beres Yaakov says. So it's min atayre it's possible. So now we have a kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam jumped on Rashi. How can Rabbi have a sovek and often a tosefta? So we have the same kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. How can the Gemara have later a sovek? If a shia be miyat kame pasos, it's an often a tosefta, it's posel min a teire, it's treife, dum yedinikimis aveishet. Umi yugam lepeirish Rabbeinu Tam koshim it tosefta. The sanye shochat miyut veishet, v'shoke de shchita psula, alma yeshi, b'miyut kama. The shi b'miyut kama. Well, the kama and koi b'teiko. It's not the same thing that it's possible. The Gemara believes with the soul. V'im noime de lo yoda. He didn't know that the sefte. Him kein gam la perish akundrus noime de lo yoda ite sefsik shemimena rabbeinu tam. We didn't know the Tosefta, no, so what is King and Rashi? I mean, you yourself also mechuyev to say, this Kasha, yes, and Rashi, is shver on the Rabbeinu Tam also. Okay. Let us finish the Tosefis, and then, Varav Oishaye Meforish. It's now going to have a third pshat in our Gemara. He says, what is the suffix of Rapope? Boy Rapope, Hechlig b'miyat simonim mau. Hainu la'achel sheshochat roi ve'echet ve'hechlid tachas amiyat shanisha v'shochat simen shayni. So the Rabbeinu Ishaya learns pshat as follows. He shechted roiv of the kone. He shechted roiv of the kone. But then, it seems you could shecht roiv of the kone and go straight to the veishet and shecht roiv of the veishet. But he didn't do that. He went from underneath the kone, the miyut kone that was not geshochten. He went underneath the miyut kone, and he shechted it. He shechted the veishet. That means, mistamah, you can go, it matters how you go to the veishet. You can go to the veishet, mistamah, without going underneath the kone, or you can go to the veishet underneath the kone. So, fakert, so what did he do? He shechted roiv of the kone. This is roiv of the kone. Then he went underneath the miyut, that wasn't geshachted, and then he shechted the veishet. So he shechted the veishet that was achalode, that means it was covered from the miyut of the kone that wasn't geshachted. Look at the Feresh Yaakov. Oh, the Rabbeinu Ishaya, I understand. Now we're talking. The problem we had with the Rabbeinu Tam, with the Rabbeinu Ishaya, I don't have any problem. Because this is the tzadik shebimuta. Since roiv of the kone is geshachted already, so we say Uboy Kikuloi. So in Lomdus now, so this miyut is also geshacht. Oh, it's geshachtim. So the whole thing is geshachtim. So then he's shechting the veishet. Everything is geshachtim. So memele it's not called chaloda. Or maybe not. Or maybe Lomdus doesn't help. For chaloda you don't need Lomdus. The Rabbeinu Tam, he didn't understand what the Rabbeinu Tam was talking about. Because Rabbeinu Tam said, He made the shchita underneath a miyut of the simen. So he stuck in the knife under the miyut of a simen. So over there, Pashteitzach, he says, they, how could you say a svore that this miyut is nechtach? You don't have a roiv that's geshacht. But the Rabbeinu Ishaya, is gewaldig. That's, he said, the Rabbeinu Ishaya, he understands a little bit. Then, that's our Gemara. He says, "Oh, Kana the Rabbeinu Ishaya was from the Rabbeinu Tam's Chassidim. They didn't want to say Rashi's Pshat. Rashi, I mean, Rashi's Pshat. If he made Roiv Kosher, it should still be a Psul of Shia. Chalot of that, they didn't want to buy whatsoever. I mean, that's why they're saying no Pshat. Now, the Gemara further." V'shah b'miyut simonim delekamo. What is the case of shah b'miyut simonim? Meforish, a very interesting pshat. The koi ashoichet b'sakin ro. Very interesting. A person shechted b'sakin ro. Sakin ro is a dull sakin. A sakin ro is a dull sakin. The koma hosom, afilu heilich vehevi kola yoyim kulay kosha. Now, the din is by a dull sakin. If a person is shechting the simin, but it is dull. So in order for him to cut roiv of both simonim, it's a maisa of a whole day. If it's a dull sakin, it takes pretty long till it accomplishes something. No problem. That's not called shia. He's in the middle of shechting. I mean, it takes time to shecht. That's not called shia. That's not, shia means that he made a maisa shchit and he was shoya. Fine. That, no problem. Umiboilon, im shachat rubai shalechot. He shechted roiv of the simen. Vahoylech vehevi kola yoyim kuloi b'meyutai. And then, the miyut simen, that means, really, he shechted roiv of the simen. Is enough. Now he's shechting, need two simonim to shech. He shechted roiv of the simen. And finish, he shechted roiv of the simen. That was no problem. And now, so he can go to the second simen. He doesn't have to shech the begoim of the first simen. No, he's going to begoim of the first simen. So another 2 hours, he's going with the first simon. He's going with the first simon. So the shaila is, Mal, Dilme, ho de machshir besakin rof, lo hilech vaivi kola yoyim kuloi, shema hayna bimisasik lachtech ha simon. That's not called shia. If you're cutting the simon, this has to be cut. It takes me 8 hours to cut roiv of the simen. That's not called shia. It takes me 8 hours. So this is called one continuous maisa shchit. It takes 8 hours. It takes 8 hours. Avol kam shekvar chotach ruboim hereyu kilo nechtach kulay. So the simen is finished. Now we go to the second simen. No, he's going. Is it necessary? Is it necessary meikar adin to finish this simen? No, we don't. They made. So go now to the next simon. That's the din shia. You shouldn't be shy between one simon and the other simon. No, he's going to, he has a sack in ra, he's going to finish this simon, and then he's going to go to the next simon. So that's the shayla of the Gemara. That's, what are you doing over here? This is not necessary. You finish raiv of the simon. V'yesh kan shiyo psula. Or maybe not. Maybe he's in the middle of shechting. He's not. He's shechting away. So kaponim. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Dr. Mishnah ashoichet beis roshim keechot. The two behemoths were lying down, one next to the other. Shchitosek sheich. So we learned that this is about the Abedik Shchita, because it's speaking about Koshim, and Koshim have a posik that you should only shecht one at a time. Shnayim oichsin besakin, v'shoichsin, v'lechad l'mayla v'echad l'mata, Shchita oseg sheira. This we had already two mahalchim, that's speaking about two sakin and one sakin. Hitis es haroish bebas achas psula. What is if he made a drosa, he was doiris? So that's possible. What does Rashi say? Shnayim oichsim besakim v'shoichtim behima achas. He's talking about one behima. Hit is a saroish bebas achas. Ke'odom hamatis konoi delas doichik hasakin bekoyach upoisek. That's called drosa. The whole thing he's doing is pressing down. He's chopping. He's chopping, not going, meilecha maybe. Behidros, that's possible. Hoya shaychet, vehitis es horoish bebasachas. Im yesh besakin molei tzavo pshayra. What does this mean? Im yesh besakin molei tzavo, chutz le tzavo, kidemuki begmore. That means like this, we have here, he made one heiloche or one havor. That means that we have the sakin is the size of the tzavo of the behemoth plus another tzavo. It's a double, the two tzavo, the size of two tzavo. Now, he went, let's say he's mevi, or meilech. So let's say he's meilech, so he's meilech the sakin. And the heilochas ha-sakin means that the whole sakin is two tzavorim of a behemoth. So when he came to the end of the behemoth, of the sakin, already the simonim were cut. So we say that the one heilocha of a sakin that is the oirech of two tzavorim is capable of cutting the simonim. It's capable of doing it. So I don't have to attribute it that it was because of the pressure. That means Akaponim, he did a pu'ula of Ha'iloche, which is capable of severing the simonim. That's Ha'ya Shoichet B'mishiche. Ve'hitis es ha'roish b'habori shoina. One, he brought it to himself. Actually, he speak lo'ilich. He brought it to himself. Oy heilig trille ob a mishiche hut as a reish at zwei is beklave im yesh besake mole tsave hut le tsave kin de muki big mole that means is a mole tsave another tsave hut from one this tsave that means two tsave kin muki big mole yesh kan ay loch ay va be kosher she yesh boy this ay loch ay va kin de lish khayt be mishiche be le drase de mishiche alone is capable of shechting it. Avolim ein oirech ha-sakin ela ka-oivei ha-tzavo. But what if the length of the sakin is only the oivei ha-tzavo? Oichutz la-tzavo mashu. So then oiloche is not capable of shechting this, of severing the simonim. This came about to drosa. If the simonim was severed, Drosse, shein asimonim, nechtochim b'shichazu levado b'loi dras. Drosse. Now, let's see further the Mishnah. Hoye shoychet vehitis beiz roshim b'basachas, two roshim, em yesh b'sakin molei tzavo echot k'sheilo. Yeah, now what does this mean? Yesh b'sakin molei tzavo echot k'sheilo b'gmora. Chutz l'shnei ha-tzavorim, d'yesh b'shir shloish ha-tzavorim. He's shechting two behemoths plus another tzavor. So that is, I can attribute it that the b'med v'orim amurim b'zman sh'oilich v'loi hevi. That you need a long sakin is what the shechita came about with heiloch alone. Oi hevi v'loi heilich. Avalim heilich v'heiv is going back and forth. Is that filu koshu? So even it's a small sakin, but I'm going back and forth. Going back and forth can make a shchitas hasimonim, even though it's small, because I'm going back and forth. I feel a beizmo ksheira. Zekrashi, izmo tar dak v'kotn me'oi. It's very small. Filu beizmo. That we have to see the sugya when we get to it.